If you're pregnant and looking for ways to relax or stay fit, you might be considering prenatal yoga. But did you know that prenatal yoga might also help you prepare for labor and promote your baby's health? Before you start prenatal yoga, understand the range of possible benefits, as well as what a typical class entails and important safety tips. What are the benefits of prenatal yoga? Much like other types of childbirth preparation classes, prenatal yoga is a multifaceted approach to exercise that encourages stretching, mental centering, and focused breathing. Research suggests that prenatal yoga is safe and can have many benefits for pregnant women and their babies. Prenatal yoga can improve sleep, reduce stress and anxiety, increase the strength, flexibility, and endurance of muscles needed for childbirth, decrease lower back pain, nausea, headaches, and shortness of breath. Prenatal yoga can also help you meet and bond with other pregnant women and prepare for the stress of being a new parent. What happens during a typical prenatal yoga class? A typical prenatal yoga class might involve breathing. You'll be encouraged to focus on breathing in and out slowly and deeply through the nose. Prenatal yoga breathing techniques might help you reduce or manage shortness of breath during pregnancy and work through contractions during labor. Gentle stretching. You'll be encouraged to gently move different areas of your body, such as your neck and arms, through their full range of motion. Postures. While standing, sitting, or lying on the ground, you'll gently move your body into different positions aimed at developing your strength, flexibility, and balance. Props, such as blankets, cushions, and belts, might be used to provide support and comfort. Cool down and relaxation. At the end of each prenatal yoga class, you'll relax your muscles and restore your resting heart rate and breathing rhythm. You might be encouraged to listen to your own breathing, pay close attention to sensations, thoughts, and emotions, or repeat a mantra or word to bring about a state of self-awareness and inner calm. Are there styles of yoga that aren't recommended for pregnant women? There are many different styles of yoga, some more strenuous than others. Prenatal yoga, hatha yoga, and restorative yoga are the best choices for pregnant women. Talk to the instructor about your pregnancy before starting any other yoga class. Be careful to avoid hot yoga, which involves doing vigorous poses in a room heated to higher temperatures. For example, during the Bikram form of hot yoga, the room is heated to approximately 105 F, 40 C, and has a humidity of 40%. Hot yoga can raise your body temperature too much, causing a condition known as hyperthermia. Are there special safety guidelines for prenatal yoga? To protect your health and your baby's health during prenatal yoga, follow basic safety guidelines. For example, talk to your healthcare provider. Before you begin a prenatal yoga program, make sure you have your healthcare provider's okay. You might not be able to do prenatal yoga if you are at increased risk of preterm labor or have certain medical conditions, such as heart disease or back problems. Set realistic goals. For most pregnant women, at least 30 minutes of moderate physical activity is recommended on at least 5, if not all, days of the week. However, even shorter or less frequent workouts can still help you stay in shape and prepare for labor. Pace yourself. If you can't speak normally while you're doing prenatal yoga, you're probably pushing yourself too hard. Stay cool and hydrated. Practice prenatal yoga in a well-ventilated room to avoid overheating. Drink plenty of fluids to keep yourself hydrated. Avoid certain postures. When doing poses, bend from your hips, not your back, to maintain normal spine curvature. Avoid lying on your belly or back, doing deep forward or backward bends, or doing twisting poses that put pressure on your abdomen. You can modify twisting poses so that you only move your upper back, shoulders, and rib cage. As your pregnancy progresses, use props during postures to accommodate changes in your center of gravity. If you wonder whether a pose is safe, ask your instructor for guidance. Don't overdo it. Pay attention to your body and how you feel. Start slow and avoid positions that are beyond your level of experience or comfort. Stretch only as far as you would have before pregnancy. If you experience any pain or other red flags, such as vaginal bleeding, decreased fetal movement, or contractions, during prenatal yoga, stop and contact your healthcare provider.